What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Illegitimate.
Now, would your mother mind have used a different word for that?
Yes. What? Way back before, when I was a little tiny thing, they would say that they were bastard.
That's the word that they used to use?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard the last time I did an interview, someone said, love child. Did you ever hear that? There's so many different words, you know, for something like that that happens in all different areas all over the world. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Funeral home.
Would you mind saying that again?
A funeral home.
What do you call a box or case that a corpse is put into for burial?
What was that question?
The box that people are put into to be buried. What do you call that box?
Coffin.
Right, thank you. What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call the flowing water smaller than a river?
A creek.
What do you call one that's smaller than a creek?
Branch.
And do you have a word for something that's smaller than a branch?
Rivulet.
Is that the smallest?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you call that again?
Rivulet.
Okay, thank you. What do you call the flat grassy country down around the sea coast?
Flat country, I guess.
Okay. What do you call the pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support trousers?
Galluses. That's what they called them a long time ago, and then they got the suspenders.
Oh, and you would have said galluses before?
Uh-huh. Yes. Long years ago would have been galluses.
Uh-huh.
But after, by the time I married, they were suspenders.
Oh, a long time then, huh? What do you call the unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of lean fried meat, especially ham?
That's gravy.
Would you know that by red eye gravy?
Mm-hmm. Ham gravy, not thickened, is red eye gravy.
Uh-huh.
But if it's thickened, it's just gravy.
Okay, but unthickened?
Well, that's red eye gravy and grits.
What would you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
Did your parents use anything else?
My parents used it, and I used it myself.
They use that kerosene?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
A hog?
Yeah, very long legs with a thin body and a real long snout.
I think there's some wild hogs that don't. Raised in the swamp that are of that kind.
Uh-huh. Would you know a name used for them?
No, I don't.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Ground itch.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Cone liquor.
What do you call cheap whiskey?
I don't know.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Toys.
Now, I'm going to say a sentence, and I'll tell you like a certain word, and then we have to fit that word into the sentence. There's about 10 sentences that he needs certain words for, you know.